Oh, don't pretend to be all scared with me. Unless I'm actually scary. Oh, I'm too short to be scary. Okay, all right. I'm gonna pretend to be hurt by that one, even though we both know it's true. So, I had either could be fun, could be kind of silly, stupid, goofy idea. But I used to really like these. Some of them, though, are really, really not the best, but some of them are good. So I'm sure we could find some good ones. Well, I forgot I didn't tell you what they were. So I thought maybe we could solve some like logical thinking detective riddles together. Yeah. Like who did it riddles. Oh, come on. Those are so fun, and I'm always watching true crime and come on. You're already my partner in crime. Please, please do this with me. Oh, come on. Please, 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 please. Thank you. Okay. So, huh? Reward? Well, how about a reward would be a kiss? But if we solve it. Solve one. Okay, cool. So, let's see. The first one I found was called Empty Cell Mystery. And here's how it goes. Andy's put in a cell with a dirt floor and only one window. The window's too high for him to reach. The only thing in the cell is a shovel. He won't be able to get any food or water, and only has 2 days to escape or he'll die. And he can't dig a tunnel because it'll take him much longer than 2 days to do it. How will Andy escape from the cell? Huh. Okay, so let's go over what we know, I suppose. Well, what we know is that we have a guy named Andy. So Andy has a shovel, and he's in a cell with a dirt floor and a window. He can't reach the window, and he can't get food or water, so he has 2 days. He can't dig a tunnel, because it'll take too long. So, outside of the box thinking here, okay? All right, I outside of the cell then. So there's a shovel, a dirt floor, a window, and a guy named Andy. Okay. I know I wanted to do this. I'll be serious. So, well, it said he can't go under, right? So what if he goes over? Now think about it. If he can't go through a tunnel because it'll take too long, what if he manages to go through the window somehow? I know it said it was too high, but there's a shovel there. The shovel has to be there for some reason. So either he stands on it and tries to make some sort of janky ladder out of it. Or what if, there's nothing else besides a shovel. So what if he dug to get, like, dirt mounds? Like, did you ever on a playground or something stand on, like, piles of dirt or sand to be taller than other kids? Or was that just, like, a weird my school thing? Anyway. So we did that. Like, it's possible. What if he did that to get out the window to escape before he, you know, became dehydrated? Speaking of shovels, shovels outside. Maybe it's Andy. Maybe it's Andy outside with the shovel because he went out the window because he stood on dirt. I think that that has to be the answer. And it doesn't say. Well, I'll look it up. Okay, I found that riddle. Yes, the same one. Ah, this one actually has the answer with it. Andy has to use the shovel to create a pile of dirt so he can climb out the window. I told you. Haha. So maybe I wouldn't be that person in a horror movie. All right. Let's see. You want to try another one? So let's do one that's a little more mundane and maybe a little bit more of a common problem. So this riddle's called Stolen Ring. So, Nicole went to the police to report that someone had stolen her vintage ring. When the police got to her house, they noticed that the window was broken. There was a total mess inside, and there were dirty footprints on the carpet. But there were no other signs of a break-in. The next day, the police arrested Nicole for fraud. Why? Oh. Okay. So, this one is a common thing that happens with real-life cases of different kinds. But the thing that I'm having an issue with is that it said that the window was broken, that there was a mess inside, and there was footprints, but there were no other signs of a break-in, but the window was broken. So, how was the window broken? Like, if... Oh, I'm not going to explain this well. There's, like, a specific way that window needs to be broken. Not, like, a way, but a direction. If it's a break-in. And if she was arrested for fraud. But because this is obviously an example, it's only a ring. Or not just because of it, it's only an example, if she didn't want to try to stage anything else, she couldn't hide anything else. Look up this riddle really quickly. I want to see the answer. I think that it was a rightful arrest. And what's it say? Broken window. The wrong way. Glass inside. Aha, aha. What does it say exactly? Yeah, glass was broken from the inside. Mm-hmm. There's no way that it can be a break-in if you are trying to break out. You know? Okay. This next one is fairly long description-wise compared to the others, but I think it looks pretty interesting. So, it's titled Thief at Sea, and its description is: a Japanese ship was leaving the port on its way to open sea. The captain went to go oil some parts of the ship and took his ring off so it wouldn't get damaged. He left it on the table next to his bunk. When he returned, it was missing. He had suspected 3 crew members could be guilty and asked them what they had been doing for the 10 minutes that he had been gone. The cook said, "I was in the kitchen preparing tonight's dinner." The engineer said, "I was working in the engine room, making sure everything was running smoothly." The seaman said, "I was on the mast correcting the flag because someone had attached it upside down by mistake." The captain immediately knew who it was, but how? Okay. So, I know it's overwhelming, but let's look at the facts that we've got. So, they specify what kind of ship it is. It's a Japanese ship. So that has to have some kind of importance. And then there's the captain. He left, took his ring off, and that's the thing that got stolen. Left it on a table. He returned, he suspected 3 people. And they all had alibis. Immediately one of them had to not be credible, because he said that he knew which one it was as soon as they said it. So there was the cook, the engineer, and the seaman. So the cook was in the kitchen. The engineer was in the engine room. And the seaman was in the mast correcting the flag. The seaman was the only one that had the longest alibi. Was in the mast, correcting the flag upside down. Immediately knew who it was. So, Japanese ship, ring stolen, 3 crew members, the kitchen preparing tonight's dinner, working in the engine room. Wait. Was in the mast, correcting the flag, but how can a Japanese flag be upside down? It had to have been the seaman, because there's no way that a Japanese flag can be upside down. It's a single red dot in the center. So it was the seaman. I'm gonna look up the answer for this one. So, found it. Same one. It was clearly the seaman. A Japanese ship. A flag with a single red dot in the middle can't be hung upside down. I'm pretty proud of us. Do you want to do one more? Or tons more? One more? Oh, okay. Okay, okay. One more. One more. A couple more. One more. Fine. One more. So here's one that I think we should end on. It's called Broken Statue. So, it goes like this. John was home alone, he thought, when his partner's favorite statue broke in their bedroom. He ran into the room in time to see a stranger running away and chased him outside, but his glasses fogged up because of the cold weather, and he was unable to identify the culprit. When the police arrived, they listened to his story but refused to investigate, saying he was lying and that he didn't want to admit that he'd broken the statue himself. Was he lying? Okay. So, again, let's take what we know. So, his partner wasn't home. It was only John. So he thought, partner's favorite statue fell and broke, ran into the room, saw a stranger running away, chased him outside, but his glasses fogged up because of the cold weather. Police didn't want to investigate. Okay, immediately I know what happened. So, hit me with your best theory. Well, do you want me to read the answer? Because this website actually does have the answer, like, at the very bottom. Your glasses don't fog from going to a warm room and then a cold outdoors. it's the other way around. So the police knew and refused to investigate. I love these little, like, detective teasers so much. Honestly, they're so fun. Then again, I can do anything with you. I could watch paint dry with you, and it's somehow fun because we can crack jokes and make each other laugh. So, I'm gonna go get us some hot chocolate or hot cocoa, and, you know, kiss because we soft it. And I'll be right back to cuddle and watch either anything you choose or paint dry. All right, I'll be back.